This is Inside Agriculture. Reports Monday said China was responding to President Donald Trump's sanctions on China announced last Friday by putting a pause on large purchases of U.S. soybeans and pork. John Zanker is with Risk Management Commodities based in Indiana. He says farmers need Chinese purchases of soybeans now and throughout the year after exports fell off with the trade war.
We need the Chinese buying old crop beans just to get to what the USDA is currently projecting, and we definitely need them to be huge buyers next fall if we stand any chance at all of meeting next year's projections. And so they're doing some things that would suggest that there's going to be some political pushback. And if that's the case, that's not good for soybean prices.
Keith Rico from Dairyland Seed spoke on Tuesday in Farm Talk about population of soybean and issues with white mold in the field this year, especially in the Dakotas. Here's a portion of what he had to say.
Well, basically, the one thing we have to do is we don't necessarily need chest-high soybeans, and you can regulate it somewhat by doing your own trials on farm. You know, you have all the monitor and application equipment there as you're planting, and you can do a range of population studies on your own quarter section or several quarters across the farm when you're planting 30-inch rows at 140,000 populations. You can do a couple passes at 165 and then back to 140. And if the ground conditions get better going across that field, go ahead and pull that back to a 130 and give that a try. And at 130, we might only end up with 125,000 actual. But a lot of crop insurance folks will say that you've got 90,000 to 110 final population, it'll be in optimal condition for yield. And big thing to consider after that is if we're going to have any hail or not come along, what might take that yield down after plants emerge and some of those things. But rather than spend a lot of money preventive plant, there are some guys you can put extra seed out there. If you got rough conditions, you can up your rate by 10%, knowing you might lose 10%. That's kind of an offset to maybe potential cost of fungicides and seed treatments. So the guy today told me, well, $16 to $20, they're telling them they're charging them as a retailer. Well, if you increase your seed population by 10%, you might only increase your rate, $4 to $5 an acre, and that might cover your loss versus spending $15 to $20 on a seed treatment if you don't need it. And in my case, I've always seen the data, and a lot of people back it up, that the insecticides on seed treatments for the north area, northern corn belt, is rather limited as far as value to the customer.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.